Okay. Now it's recording.
This is what's called fail safe.
It's recording now.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
That as a backup?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me when to start.
It's not, but hopefully that works.
Okay. So, let's just, everyone has a text? Do you want a text also? One
second? Right here.
Oh, he has text. Okay, we'll see. Okay. Now, let's just read, and then we'll talk again. Okay? We introduced, the Rambam introduces the mitzvah from V'yosali Mikdash as ki'ilu, the springboard to be able to say what he wants to say over here. Okay? Well, let's just see now. Al derech ze atzmo, yiye adob bekorbonos hamurim bevayikra. V'hu, shehamitzvah achas, he's very careful, it's only one mitzvah, hamitzvah achas, he klal ho'asiya hamutueres. And this, I'm using Kapach's translation at the moment now, and this is really not fair, okay? Because he's going to say to himself, he's going to, you know, because if you say klal ho'asiya hamutueres, Unless we're missing this thing, the word asiya. If I ask you, what does the word asiya mean? Asiya means, you know, as Maisa Kobomis, it means the bringing the sacrifice. Okay? But over here in the Rambam, the word asiya means a lot more than that. Because it ends up meaning kibbutz dam chatos, and also miku shtifa, and also Shvira, and also Chalukas Oilas Oilas. Okay, just one second.
Is this the new one? I just want to bring it back.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. You see, but let's just be honest with ourselves, okay? Let's be honest with ourselves. Where does the word asiya, okay? If you would ask what asiya means, oh, it's really a translation of an Arabic. He didn't write asiya, I don't think, in Arabic over here, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, if you would ask what asiya means, I would have said that's not kovah sakovah, okay? But the Rambam includes more than that, okay? Because he, as we'll see later, when he talks about the mitzvah chatos, he talks about kibbutz dam chatos and mikushtifah and shvira. And when he talks about oila, he's talking about chukas oila. So you can tell me maybe chukas oila is part of a korban. I know I can hear that, maybe. But once you talk about kibbutz dam chatos, you know, unless, on the other hand, but you have to be honest with yourself. Of course, in where does the Rambam quote kibbutz dam chatos in Mishnah Torah? He quotes in something called ma'aseh hakorbonos. Okay, so maybe the word ma'aseh means more than what we think it means.
Like a process?
Yeah, but the process. But you see, but you talk about the process. The process. So you can talk about the word process, but you know, you never know I'm telling you, the way the Rambam uses it, it's used more than just the plain bringing of the korban. So I just want to point out to you. See, when I read this, see, I'll be frank with you. You know, it came to me now. But, you know, I was always bothered. The Rambam, in different places, calls the mitzvah different things. Sometimes he calls, you look on the bottom, in Samach, you know, if you open your Frankels, it'll be easier with me. Probably do two things. You have a little Frankel's Rambam and say, if I'm mitzvahs, and I'll hold that over. Oh, you have that. Okay, I'll take the other thing over here. You have to tell me what he says. I'll show you what I mean.
I have it.
Oh, you have a Voida also?
No.
I need a Voida also. I need a Voida also because we're going to need it in a few chaos. Here it is. We're going to need a few things here. What you have to do is open up Samach Beis or Samach Gimel or something like that, okay? Mitzvah say. And what does he say there?
Thank you.
Sound Bays. What did he say on the top?
Lachid Melach.
No, no, Samach Gimel. Samach Gimel.
The
Maisa Korban Oilo. Okay. And what does he say on the bottom in the Minyan HaKotzer? You do what? Maiso, it's Maiso, it's Maiso, it's Maiso, both in the Minyan HaKotzer and in Sefer Mitzvos, okay? Okay, now, in Mishneh Torah, it's, okay, you see, it's very interesting. The first thing he says, La'asei sa'olah, ki ma'aseo ha'ksuvim ala seder. Gimel, seda ha'chatos. So I was wondering, maybe he changes it. And we'll see about Seda Chatas, because it includes more. I don't know. But then on the other hand, he's a Seda Oshom, and he's a Seda Shlomim.
But that doesn't seem to be contradictory, because the mice is in the whole process. Process
okay.
is going
according okay, good. To the order. Okay, good. Peseda, 100%. 100%. Okay, now. Okay, good. Peseda. I'm okay with that also. I'm okay with that. I just wondering why he changes. Why does he change between Oilo and Chatos and Oshom and Shlomim? Mm-hmm. That I don't catch 100%. Okay, but say that. Okay. In the beginning of Perek. Now we need now Perek Vov and Perek Zayin. I think one thing. Oopsie. Perek Vov Mitzvah Se Laso Yisa Oila Kmishpota Kosa Batera. See here in Mishneh Torah and in his. Is the way he has the mitzvahs in front of Amaisa Kamonos, it's all it's the same thing, okay? In Chatas, it says, Mitzvah Seh La'asas HaChatas K'mitzvah Samu B'Teira. Okay. What he calls over here Teres HaChatas, he never says, but that's also the same type of thing. See, if you use the word Teres HaChatas and Teres Olo, so I understand you can put in Miku Shtifa and you can put in all the things. Well, you say Maisa, so I'm telling you the word Maisa means a lot more than what we think it means. Okay? And then the Bio Echos HaMaisa, I assume, then the Miku Shtifa also goes into that, which is more than we would have expected. That's what I'm just trying to tell you, that the Rambam is taking something for granted over here that we never even would have assumed. I would have called it Teres HaChatos and say everything's including Shomar Yisrael. But he calls it Maisa. And the word Maisa, but he calls it also Maisa Kabonis. He uses the word Maisa as a broad term, including things besides that cover. Okay. It's okay, just we should be aware of it. Okay. דרך זה עצמו יהיה הדוב וקורבנות המורים בביקר, והוא שהמצווה אחס הוא כלל הוא עשייה המתוארס. מצווה הוא כלל הוא עשייה המתוארס, it's both the same both. כלל עשייה המתוארס means the עשייה, the whole conglomerate, כלל הוא עשייה המתוארס. What's מתוארס? What the Torah says, the ביר איכס המייסה. Okay, that means all the things the Torah say about Oilo, that whole thing, that's the mitzvah. It's klal, it's a thing. Klal hu asiyah hametu'eres b'chol minu min hakabonis. That's okay. Hamoshe b'zeh. Okay, says Hamoshe b'zeh Oilo. She'onu nitztavinu shiyu ma'ase Oilo kach. והם שדישוחר אוילו ותובשת ותנורח ותנותח ויזורק אדומו באיפן באיפן כך ויקורב חלבו אך כך יוקת אדומו דיוק יוק בסורו יקורו and he goes on and on and on. Okay, now I just want to say after ושהי אוילו לכהן המכה ויסו. Okay. We'll see about each one individually. Okay. Then he says, Ushihei oira koya makivoiso, wasia hazu, wasia hazu, bikololuso, he mitzis ase achas, vihi teirasa oira. So now he's telling, teirasa oira is, say, on Teyuso, that's the original text, Teyuso. Okay? In other words, he didn't write that in Arabic. Okay? Okay? Teyuso. Teyuso, I understand. But he's saying, this, what he calls Maisa, you should really define it as Teyras. Okay? Let's say that. Now he has a line here, which I just want to talk about, which I don't catch. Okay? And then we'll get back to everything more. Ki ma'ase hazeh. Ki chema'ase hazeh chiva hatera sheteose kol oilo. Okay. That, in other words, ki is a reason. Okay. See, he says, how do I know? You see. See, I would have said, since I set up the whole thing and I compared it to Beis HaMikdash and the Torah as Birei Chasamaisa, and in the Birei Chasamaisa the Tzivuyim, and you have a whole thing of Klal, so Mela, the Klal is the Mitzvah. Okay? But he doesn't, that's not enough for him. Okay? And he says, Ki ma'ase hazeh chivo hatera sheteose kol oilo. Why is that important for us? I was reading, I was looking at this afternoon, I just struck myself. I said, this sentence is very strange. In other words, maybe this goes back to the, maybe this goes back to what we spoke about, okay? Because what he really is ending up, we're speaking more about Richos, he wants to have that all the mitzvahs of Maisa Kobonois include everything, okay? And he wants to end up afterwards that these four mini kobonos are everything. And that's where we had the problem with Pesach Maisa Behem, we'll see later, whatever, Pesach Maisa Behem, B'chor, okay. So, Lu Yitzur, there would be a Maisa Krovas Oilo, there would be a Maisa Krovas Oilo, which would be different than this. Then he's bankrupt, I guess. Because then you couldn't call it, then he'd have to make... I just don't know. You see, I would have used this key, okay? What's the key? The key is the reason why we're okay now? Or the key is the reason why it's a mitzvah?
The bankrupt is that he wouldn't be able to include that slug ola in the
cloud. That's what I would have said.
It doesn't destroy his cloud.
I understand that, but he's key... That's what I would have said. If you would have told me, Louis, so that's what I would have said. So I would have said, let's see what we would have said. And I'm saying it's the opposite. I would have said, if I had an oiler which is not like this, this could be a mitzvah. But, you know, that other oiler, we'll have to see how to deal with it. Whether it's assumed in this or something else. Or Liverman, okay, I'm saying that. But the Ram says, if you look at it carefully, he's saying, because of this, therefore it is a mitzvah, which I don't catch. Isn't that what he's saying? Key. What's key? May I read you? Ki kamais azeh chiva teresh etesa kol oila. In other words, what he's trying to say, I think, is maybe just something the opposite, okay? For example, okay, the Torah tells you all the story of the maise of lechem aponim. How to bake it and how to do everything with lechem aponim, right? And the Ram says that the had whole din of asi and lechem aponim, you know where you should put it? You should put it in sheresh asiri, because that's hakdomis. That's something before the mitzvah. It doesn't do with the mitzvah. The mitzvah of lechem aponim is the aricha. But there is the asi over here, okay? So I think that if you have an asiya, which is an isolated phenomenon, which is a chelik of a peculiar chiyuv hakrova, there's no hava mina that it should be in minyan mitzvahs. The only discussion you can put it in, even though it's loshen sivui, it's in sheresh yud, it's in hakdomis. But if you have an asiya, which the Torah did not in any way entrench it into any peculiar chiyuv hakrova, but a general category of how you makiv an oila, then you can talk about putting in minyan mitzvahs. I would say that is more what the Rambam is trying to say. You see, I'm saying, you see, if you could start two ways over. You could say that, you know, he wants to make sure that he has everything included, okay? But I would say that that is not a key. That's not a reason that it's a minyan mitzvahs. That would be a reason you have to count something else also, okay? And he's saying this is the reason that it's in the mitzvahs. In minyan mitzvahs. So I thought you have to go just the opposite. If you have a tzivui of an asiyah, which is an isolated phenomenon, which is entrenched in a peculiar chiyuv hakrova, then you would say this asiyah is not a mitzvah at all, and you would say it's only a hakdoma. Okay? But here, it's not the case. Here, there is a teruah chiyuv, a chiyuv of many different, all the time a teruah has a chiyuv oilo, it's this. Okay? This is not hakdoma to anything. But it also is not true, because this really couldn't have been hakdoma. What's hakdoma to? I don't know how you would have... It's not hakdoma. See, in Lechem Aponim, you say the Maisa is not the mitzvah. It's hakdoma to something, okay? Hakdoma to the Aricha. And what's this hakdoma to a camp? It's not hakdoma. See, I would have compared it to Lechem Aponim, but it's also not correct. I just don't know what he's driving at. So I would have... I imagine he's driving at that if Ruyitzur, you would have a peculiar korban with a peculiar chiyuv hakrova, then you have no problems. Then it shouldn't be a minyan. But then really, so you have to ask yourself, b'chol ma'is and pesach, because you could say, b'chol ma'is and pesach, you can just the opposite. You can say that since it's different, so maybe b'chol is not a mitzvah. And maybe that's, you know, but he's working very hard to put them in other. I just, if I would really know, I don't know. I'll just be frank with you. I don't know. What does he want over here? What's he trying to explain over here? Ki kemase hazer chiva terse terse kol oila. And therefore, it's a mitzvah, or he's more interested in the negation of this statement that something which is an isolated phenomenon is not a mitzvah. What's he trying to say? Is he trying to explain why it is? Or is he trying to say that if it's not this, then it can't be? Okay? If he's saying it's not this, then it can't be, then maybe he has no problem with Pesach, Ma'aseh, and Osher. Because each one has its chiyuv hakrova, so then it doesn't have to be b'chal in the minyan. But then we don't understand later, what we're going to speak about later, that he's working very hard to prepare Pesach Ma'aseh and b'chal within shlomim. Okay? Or he's making a statement. This is not he's not interested in the negative. He's interested in saying this is the reason. But we don't catch why this should be the reason at all. Okay? Is that fair? It's a line here which you might have just read over, but I don't know what he's doing with it. Okay? Now let's go back. So, as I told you, basically he's dealing with the Bahag, right? Because the Bahag is all these as separate mitzvahs. The Shechita, the Aktorah, every part of the Korban is a separate mitzvah. Okay, but say that. So he's trying to say that's not true. That's what he's coming. My impression is he's inventing this. I mean, excuse my, it's almost, he's inventing this system in order to deal with halachos gedolos. Okay? And I also pointed out to you, but he's doing something, but in the invention, okay, he has created a baby, okay, or whatever you want to call it, okay, a new, whatever you call it, Mr. X or whatever it is. He's created something which is antithetical to his principles before. Dahainu, okay. What were the principles that in Cherish Ches, he clearly makes a point. Okay, let's start. In Cherish Tes, he clearly makes a point that those, I mentioned this before, but you see, it clearly makes the point that in Eloi Saseh, at the end of Eloi Saseh, we talk about Lav Shabakwalis, he says the reason why Noam Mavushal, at the end of Sherish Tess, the reason why Noam Mavushal is one mitzvah, million on mitzvahs, because the word lo, which is the Ashora, is only mentioned once. It says, Al Toich Limeiro Noam Mavushal Bamoyim. It says Noam Mavushal Bamoyim, but it says once Al. This is only once Al, therefore it's one mitzvah, million on mitzvahs. Okay? So it means part of the definition of Lav Shemakol is not only that includes, all-inclusive, but you don't have a Lav on each individual part. And therefore, that's what he's machadish with his Pirush Mekubalim that he has in Lo'i Sucha Lecho B'Sharecha Ma'is Degon Chatechot Shvi Yitzarecha, the Kiel, the Teyus, and Lo this, Lo that, Lo that, Lo that, Lo that. And that's what he has in Pirush Mekubal. But if you don't have Pirush Mekubal, you have a portion of Lav Shemakol. So Memela, you're left with one mitzvah. And that's what he says, Malchus, and that's what he has his clinical cloud, it's not in the Geitos now, but Malchus also goes together with this. So if it's one lav, you get one Malchus. If it's two lav, you get two Malchus. Inshallah Yisrael, two asholos, minyan mitzvah. Okay, mitzvah. So I asked you in general, and I was very confused about this, L'cheira, it should have been a mirror. Dahainu, the same thing should mitzvah say. If I have one mitzvah, and it goes do this, that, this, and that, and that. It also should be one minyan mitzvahs. But it's not true, because the Rambam has in Kuf Chafal, Kuf Beis, Kuf Gimel Dal, he has in Tazev, in Matnas Aniyim. And the Torah only says one says Tazev, and it's many mitzvahs. So I said, one can come and say, no, that the same answer, by Lo Sucha Lecha B'Shalecha, you have over here also. That's what the Rambam says, because the Chachmei HaMaseira, the Matiki HaShmua, says the Lav Nitil Asay. So it's a Lav Nitil Asay, so it's a peculiar Asay. So we said that each individual here, the Tazov is like Tazov. Leket, Tazov Peya, Tazov this, and Tazov that. Okay, very nice. But then I told you that you really can't understand what the Rambam is starting out in Sherish Yud Beis. Because in Sherish Yud Beis, at the beginning, I mean, Sherish Yud Aleph at the beginning, where he talks about Lulav and Esreg, he's ready to say that Pri Eitz Chodah, Avei Nochal, is four mitzvahs. Had it not been for his klal, that if it's Ein Limnos, Chelkei Mitzvah, okay? But how could it be four mitzvahs? Because it only says the Torah says once a lekachtem. And to say that it's not, it's not the same, that ashoros and asay are not the same, is a little strange. So I told you, and I always tell you, that the Rebbe used to quote the name of father, and even though one of the letters didn't publish, he wrote this to father, so I don't know who said it, that mitzvah say are different. And mitzvah saying yonei atera, you don't need asholos. You don't need mitzvahs. You don't need tzivuyim. Okay. And he used to quote, and the truth is, the quote's a good quote. Sari vov, sari zayin, sari ches, sari tes, sari. All the mitzvahs. You have the mitzvah of shichva zera, the mitzvah that shichva zera is matame, the mitzvah that tumas mes is matame, the mitzvah that zav is matame, mitzvah that zav is matame, mitzvah that nid is matame. Tumas Eichlin, every single one of them. Okay? So what's the mitzvah? We don't know what the mitzvah is. Okay. But then on the other hand, okay, so then I come back over here. So the question is, do you need mitzvahs or not? Okay, so what's it all about? So, I always thought, and this I had a long discussion with Rav Korach about, if you read Sherish Shmini, that's where, I get very nervous about the Rav's principle and Father's principle. That's why I get very confused. I don't know what's going on here. Because She'ein Roi Limnos HaShlilim Ashol. It's true, the Rambam has only a discussion, okay? Only has a discussion over here about Asholos. But in the discussion, he's talking about mitzvahs also. And he says, and he defines, he has a long discussion. You see, this is what you call intuitive logic, and I never would have thought that you would base a mitzvah. If someone would have told me this, and the way the Ram sets this up, if someone would tell me it's not the Ram, I would have said it's kefir. Okay, how do you know it's a mitzvah? Because the Chacham has to necessarily define it's a mitzvah. He says no. He has a discussion about what the word command means in language, and we understand what command is and how command. That's what he's doing. Da shashori he echad mishnei chelkei atzivut, and that's he's talking about language. We'll see in a second. Kloima she'ata tetzava es hamitzuva la'aseis dov mesuyim, do something, command to do something, a command not o shelo la'aseis could go into tzavei lecho v'toymaloi acho. Okay, that's the ain't b'lishoyin Arabi. So he's apologizing because if you would be an Arabic scholar, you would claim this doesn't exist because the ain't b'lishoyin Arabi. Shema kol shneim yonim ho eliyach. We don't have a word that is a the word command in Arabic which includes both of them. But that we don't have it doesn't mean that that's not the definition. That's not what language is all about. V'kva husku zeis ha'madav, and he quotes an Arabic scholar who has its exact quote. To someone who knows the exact quote from Moreh Nevuchim, one Arabic scholar who has a pirush on Moreh Nevuchim, not Moreh, but Aristotle's one of Aristotle's work, an Arabic scholar who has a commentary, he says it. So that's how I know about the Arabic language. Not only my observation of Arabic, he says it also. Shemakur, he says, Kvahiski zois hamadabim, bezois beteris higoyon, viomru, beloshin zeh, and it's a quote. Now it's a quotation marks. Avalatsiwa vashoro, ein lahem beloshin arovi shemakur olam. Ulafiko chutzuchu likrom gam shneim b'shem echod mehem v'hu hatzivui, and that is a quote from an Arabic scholar. So he's trying to tell you that that's what commands are all about in language in general. And even though you don't find that to be the case in Arabic, but you know they took care of it because they used the word that even though we because that's what it is. That's the language all about. Then he says, "Bo efoy she mitzvus asay u mitzvus leisase stehen tzivui mochot." What tzivui mochot mean? Tzivui mochot means, you know, a real absolute command. What else could it be? So how do you talk about inyanei Torah then? You really can't. I don't know if you can. Devorim shnitztavinu la'aseisom, devorim shuzul mila'aseisom. Shem eile, shnitztavinu la'aseisom mitzvah asay. Oh, that's what it is. The command. Oh, what is a mitzvah asay? That's the command. And it's this mamish, you know, it's mamish crazy. He defines what a mitzvah is based on language, on the way he looks at language. Not that ki'ilu, tayag mitzvah with Moshe Misinai, and that's the Messiah from Ta Shasa, and this and that, and this and I say, no! How do we know, what's an I say? An I say is a command, as we know what language is. Okay. So then, and then he says, Dvorim huzhuzim la'aseisam, sheshem la'aseisam, mitzvah say, shem eila shuzu aleim shalaseis, vashem akulim yachad, but this is mad. Why does he call it gzera? You'd say mitzvah. I don't know. Call mitzvah bein shoyis asay oleisus a gzeras melach. That's true. The Ram does that. There is such a word gzeras melach. But this is kulipela. Okay. But the question is, after you have this, you would want to say that the Rambam is of the opinion that mitzvah asay is ki'ilu, the opposite of mitzvah, but it's all the same. It's all really tzivuyim, right? So this whole shtickle from the Gram, talking about inyonei Torah, you know, it's questionable, even though you have the other side. So what's going on with Tumas Nevela, Tumas Mes, and Tumas Sheretz, and whatever you want, okay? But then, once you have this, The Rambam, you know, you see, like, you have the expression in English, you go out from the pot that's scalding water, whatever, he's running away from, he's attacking the Bahag, and he invents a new type of mitzvah called Teres Oilo, or Maisa Oilo, okay? But the Maisa, there's no tzibui in the Torah about it. You see, the Shechitas, which the Bahag has, which he doesn't want to count in Minyan Mitzvahs, the tzibui about it. Okay? But there's no tzibui about it. There's no tzibui about Maisa Oilo. And that's the problem. And I'll show you something else. I'll show you another case where the Rambam has this business about tzibui. And he seems to take it very seriously. And Cherish Yadalid, before the Akdoma, really after Cherish Yadalid, he says, here I have it like, the ain't suffic, shu'ish hazeh. Uh-oh, that's a memento. You see, he talks about the minion. Al sheba'at sheba'alochas be'ezois, v'omah, v'perik ha'rishon, kashe sikim, ma shekol, v'isei ha'perik dvorim, v'zeh l'shoinah. He's quoting the halachas gedolos, which is very strange. The quote that he has is not in the halachas gedolos. It's a very different edition. And the important word is memento. He has this quote, which is not there, which we can talk. I can talk about this without negate now. When the 14th series is being important. The menu, you see it? Shnayim. What page is it on in the Frank? Kuf Tzadi Ches and Frank will be said. Where is it from the beginning? Umimenu, Shnayim Ushloshim in Yonim, Hodionu. It's talking about Kores and Misa de Shemayim. V'kulam betuchim. Okay. V'zeh she'omu mimenu kloima minu inyan she'oisei ha'perik kloil oisam. It means since it's in Minyan HaMitzvos. V'ashnayim Ushloishim inyonim, heim esim ushloisha mukhuyovim kores bulvad. That's all the mechayve kores. V'tisha mukhuve misvei shamayim. Kmo shemona. Okay. V'inyan omu v'chulam betuchim kloima. Shuhu yisale hivtiach. Shuhu yachris v'zeh yomis. Yachris zeh. V'yom zeh, he's going to be machris this one and kill this one, okay? Say that. V'ain't suffik. Now here's, that's only the Akdoma to what I want to say. V'ain't suffik. She'ish hazeh, he's referring to Alok's Dolores. Loinisha ledaatoi. She'yizbo kishesh me'ois usholish esrei mitzvahs. Kulon chivo oleinu. They are obligation. El mehen chivo leinu, umehen chivo olav yisala. There are mitzvahs which are not incumbent on us, but God. God's going to see that the chorus happens. God's supposed to see. And that's also in Minyan Tayyab. And that, he says, doesn't make no sense. Kmo she'om beferish, shehu yivatze oison, v'lo anachnu. Okay. So, what is a mitzvah? What is mechivo leinu? Mitzvah is an obligation. Okay? But what obligation is there in Tumas Nevela? So, he's again coming back to the mitzvahs are obligations. I think. Okay? But whatever it is, he has this problem. And that's why I told you, if you remember, at the beginning of Sheresh, when he talks about the beginning of Teres, a Maisa Olilo, he doesn't use the words Nitztavinu, he uses the Arabic word which is more like Hora'o. Okay? But on the other hand, he clearly, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, every single mitzvah he says in Tzavino. Even the mitzvah from Tumas Nevela and Tumas Sheretz. So I'm just telling you what he's done. I just want to just be honest with you before we go on. What he's done in inventing this new category to take care of the halachos gedolos, he's put himself in a very strange position, because the halachos gedolos is okay because he's talking about tzivuyim. So it really could be a mitzvah. It's just the Rambam says only chelkei tzivuy. But he ends up with a chelkei tzivuy, then the dov akilov is really no tzivuy. And that's what I'm going to try to find out where it is. And that's his problem, okay? Not his problem. I don't know if he doesn't talk it out as if he has a problem over here. But look, he's created a problem and not addressed it. And we'll see exactly how to address it, maybe, okay? We're okay now? So that's the story. I'm not sure at all how mitzaseh work, if it's real. So maybe you could say. So that's what I was wondering over here. Maybe you could say. The question is this the way to go or a different way to go? You could say that since this is a kilol, there was a ra on a dova kilol, and in each one of the chalokim there is a tzivui. So we can extrapolate from that a tzivui akilol. In other words, if there's a dova kilol, there's a general rule which has it in many tzivuyim, and a general rule includes everything, so maybe that should make the general rule into a tzivui. Okay. That's logical. Okay. It's not illogical, but I only ask you, is that better than the mechlal in a loisase that we say, al teichli menu norm of usho, that we clearly know the al as a command goes on both nor and mavusho, and we only say that the mechlal, that it's separate, is only mechlal. It's not mufurish in Torah Shebiksav. Do you say the fact that Torah has sivuyim as halokim, which are mufurish in Torah Shebiksav? So Mamela, it's something else. So Mamela, you know, it doesn't have to see with something that's mufurish. That's what he's trying to say. Or something else. We'll see. Maybe it's something else. I'm just trying to tell you what the issue is over here. Okay? Say that. See, you can also come in and claim that the Rambam never meant Lulav and Esav. Only used as an example and wasn't serious that you really would account them. It's very strange. His first example, the 11 Sheirish, he's trying to tell you a marshal that this is what the Sheirish is coming to tell you, and he was never serious because it wouldn't have happened anyway for another reason. I didn't see anyone talking about this, but it's a problem. Okay, say now. Now we're going to go on over here. Okay. So this includes all the mini kabbalas. Okay. And we know that I pointed out, I say in short, we pointed out that the Rambam clearly in mitzvah, he's bothered now. See, he wants this to include all kabbalas. Okay. Because he has a rule. Okay. He has, if it fits into all the kavanos, then it's a mitzvah. Bifnei atzmo. If it doesn't fit into all kavanos, then it's not a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. That's how he takes care of the halachos gedolos. Okay? And that's why melicha is a separate mitzvah. That's why hakovas balmum is a separate mitzvah. All those things that include everything are separate mitzvahs. But those that are subsumed under each one of the kabbalas separately, or not on all of them, then they are not mitzvahs. Okay? That's what he wants. So the problem is, there's no mention of Maisa, Bechor, and Pesach. Okay? And I pointed out, and I do not know the answer, he seems to be aware of this. See, maybe in the Shoshim he didn't need it, if that key means something. I have no clue. Okay? But in Mitzaseh, Samoch Vav, he does. He does refer to Pesach, Mais, and Bechor. And he says, U'mesech Zvochim, Kol Eles, Gam Dinei Arba Mitzaseh Elu, V'anispach Aleihem, Menadoim Alehen, Mimah Shechoyv Alasois, What's a nismach aleiv? That's pesam ma'isim b'chol. Okay? So I told you this is also zany, because if it's this is important, he should have said this before. He mentions this ki'ilu as a footnote at the end of Samuel. This is like, this is the basis of everything that he's saying. Because if he's not going to put pesam ma'isim b'chol in, then he doesn't have anything. Unless you're ready to say what I suggested today. That since it has its own separate akrova, if it wouldn't have been the hitz akrova, you know, separate chiyuv akrova, so maybe if it wouldn't have been, it wouldn't have bothered less b'chol. Because the chiyuv akrova, b'chol, and its peculiar akrova is all the same. And you don't have to be. And we don't have to worry about it in Shalom Yisrael. So maybe the attack is only a footnote. That's, I just don't know. What's the issue over here? Because he does both in Sefer Mitzvah in Samach Vav, but in Sherish Yud Beis, there's no mention of Pesach Ma'aseh Behemah B'chol. And you would expect it. Well, by the Shalom, what's going on? So if you're ready to accept what I suggested today, so then you're okay. Because maybe it doesn't make a difference. Because Lu Yitzur, if it's only an isolated phenomenon, it wouldn't bother us. So you want to put it in? Beseder. You don't want to put it in? It's also Beseder. And then it could be only a footnote. Okay? And then you can explain that Madu Kamo in Pirush Mishnayis, there's no mention of Pesach Ma'aseh Behemah. In the Agdomat Zvachim, but only Madu Basra, because he's not, you see, what bothered me, and that's what I was making a big deal about, you know, this L'chaira is Ikri HaIkrim, this whole klal, that Pesach, in other words, if I ask you, is it important for the Ram that Pesach Ma'aseh B'chol should be in Shlomim? So I would have said, it's Mamish, you know, it's you say they say this, because you don't have that, you got nothing. Okay, L'cheira. That's what I would have said. Right? But in Shurish and Beis, he doesn't even talk about it. He only talks about four components. He says, I have everything. What? So he shouldn't talk about these four components. Ramdan and Teira, what's going on? And he makes a reference which is not even clear to Pesach Ma'aseh B'chol when he's talking about as a footnote on Shurish, on Mitzvah Haseh Samach Vav, when he's talking about where things are, Mitzvah Zvachim. So I said, well, that's not the place to say it. I would have written like this. Look at Samach Vav, and let's read it together. I'll show you how I would have written it. V'abo ha-maisim ha-lolu, klo'im ha-maisim ha-lolu v'chatos, v'ashlomi v'anismach aleihem. That's why I would have written, heim kol maisa kobonis. No! He says, he quotes it at the end. When he's talking after he finishes everything. He's telling you where to find things. It's, you know, it's more of a scholarly footnote. That's where you should mention that B'chol Ma'aseh and Pesach are included on the Shlomim. Okay. So that's what I'm ready to suggest to you now. That the Rambam, in this key, really is answering it. That he's not bothered. It could go this way, that way. Pesach Ma'aseh B'chol could have been not concluded, and not mitzvahs at all. Or yes, but the mitzvahs, because the Chovetz Chakovah is a mitzvah. And since the peculiar Chovetz Chakovah, there's no problem. That's what I would suggest. Because that's a very big problem, you know. Just, you know, it's not a problem in the Rambam per se, like a steal in the text. But the presentation is askew. The presentation is askew. Okay, now, I'm not sure what, you know, which position to take, okay? But l'chayr, it's relevant to me, because once there's a possibility of another position, I can live with this, that it's a footnote at the end in Shalom Yisrael. Okay? And it's true, in Pirush Mishnayis and Akdomo, he only mentions it, Ki'ilu, as a, that Nisbach Aleinu, that these Korbonos are included. The Pesach Ma'aseh and B'chol. In the first Madu, it wasn't there. Ki'ilu, the four Korbonos, everything's okay. But the truth is, in Akdomo Tezvachim, the whole thing doesn't bother me, one way or the other. You go this way, that way, and I'm happy. You know why? Because Zvachim in Pirush Mishnayis He's not interested in minyan mitzvahs. He's interested in categorizing korbanos. So he categorizes it this way, categorizes it that way. So what's the big deal? Okay. The important thing is more so what he says in Pirush Mishnayis in the fifth perek is Vochem. That's what I want to focus on. I think the fifth perek is Vochem must be in Madua Basra, or he added it later after he wrote the fifth perek. I don't know, but when he wrote the fifth perek is Vochem, he certainly is assuming the Madua Basra in Pirush Mishnayis, because there he says, Ram asked the question, really, why is only four kabbalahs? It should be seven. And he has two answers, okay? And I'd like to read the two answers. V'shem yikshe makshe v'yoyim madu lo yamalto mini kabbalah shiva v'tim neshleishes eila noisa v'achatas v'oilo v'oshim v'ashlamim hine zeh lo yitochim b'chaluka. Ki oisim abo hasugim choy zechiv kol echo mehem liyochid b'matzov m'shoinim v'yesh atzi bo chayi bohem b'zman m'shoinim ma she'en kein eilu. Okay, but this is a little bit strange, because in Oshem also there's no Chiyuv Tzibur. Okay, good, you have to know. And let's continue further, because in Oshem there's also no Chiyuv Tzibur. There's no Oshem with Tzibur. Okay, say that. So, he says like this. He says, "Kima da, kima shemalti be'akdomus divim besech tezu shlom oidemeim." That's in this pachalim, in shlom oidemeim. Loydis kavanti el l'shloish shekabonus elu. Kloima b'chov ma'isa pesel fisheheim doim l'shlomim b'mokom ashchita v'aktoras emurim u'mokom achilo she'oichun zchorim nekevois u'v'yavodim. That is all nice, okay? But that's a question of categorization. That's not a reason to make it one mitzvah, okay? What he does is in the second explanation. That's what I want to focus on now. And that's the most interesting. Like that. I wanted to ask you what he's saying. And the second explanation is like this. The oid... Shlimona kosuv el sugim elu bilvad veheim ashe kovolehem teres. It's the word Torah in the plural referring to a pasuk we'll see. V'hu omrei zeis hatera le'oila le'mincha v'lachatos le'oshom v'lamiluim. Okay. The question is, here again, to see, this teretz, the thrust of it, what he's interested in, is very different than what I want to use it for. And I'll show you what I mean. What does he say? What does he conclude from this? He says, Hare ein shom korbon zulas elu. It means this includes everything. But it's a categorization. It's not a raya for anything. He just, since the Torah says list, Torah. So it means this is everything. Okay? He says over here, V'om achrei kein asher tzivu Hashem. So I could have imagined, then it says in the Torah, that these Torahs have a tzivu. even though the command is not explicit. The Torah says, do this, but it says in the Torah that it is a tzivut. And that should be enough. So there is a gold mine over here for the Rambam, but the truth is that's what he's interested over here. He's interested in something else. But I'm just telling you, once you have this, you can move away from the Hirah, and you can say the fact that it says, Ha'ashet Tziva Hashem, is enough. Okay?
Maybe you need both.
What do you mean both?
Torah and Tziva.
No, the
Torah. The Torah sounds like Hirah.
I don't know. Okay, it could be. I'm just saying. Okay. This, but I want to show you something. Okay, there's more to this. Okay, there's more to this. I want to read to you the Sifra now. Sifra and Pasha Sav. Pasha Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Gimel. Zeis HaTeira, La'ilo, La'mincha, La'chatos, V'lo'ashem La'miluim, U'lezevach HaShlomim. Ma'miluim nemu kol Yisrael v'diktukeho, diktukeim b'Sinai. Af kulim nemu kol Yisrael v'diktukeim b'Sinai. Okay? So I told you, if you remember, that the kolos diktukeim, the Rambam, is a code word for a mitzvah. And that was where the Torah talked about what was close to Pot Nem B'Sinai. That the Rambam is talking about the Messiah. There was a Messiah of Tayag Mitzvahs. And that the Rambam, Pirush Mishnah, is very, very important. That's the Lord's Digmo and Erev and Nun Dalet. Okay? So then the Torah's Kohanim is clearly saying that the Chachmei HaMeseirah say that these are all mitzvahs. And really comes out that Miluim also is a mitzvah. But it's not Minyan. Because it's Lashah, according to the Rambam. Now, next. Vov, Ashetziv Hashem, Es Moshe Ba'al Sinai, Ze HaBachor, HaMa'ase Va'Pesach, Ashetziv Hashem, Es Moshe Ba'al Sinai, זה הבחור והמייסה והפסח לרבוס אס כולון שכולם נאמו קולוסר ודיקטוקייב מסיני. So Teres Kohanim itself is dealing with this. אשר ציבו השם אל מוישה ועל סיני ביום סבוס מזיל להקריב קורבנאים זה הבחור והמייסה הפסח לרבוס אס כולון שכולם depends on two gisors. They take that out. That was in parentheses. Vov doesn't exist. Halacha Vov doesn't exist. The way they were Magir, the Teres Kohanim, only Zion. Asher Tziv Hashem El Moshe Ba'al Sinai B'yom Tzavos Es B'nei Yisrael La'hakrib Es Korbaneihem Ze HaBachor V'Ma'aseh V'Pesach La'Hashem L'Rabbos Es Kulam Shekulam Nemu Koloseihem V'Diktukeihem B'Sinai. So it becomes very strange. So what do you do? So you could either make this a separate mitzvah. B'chol Ma'aseh Pesach, you say it's the Kula of the Shlomim. You have to decide what's going on. But you see, I could have used this. I'm telling you, I have two ways of addressing the issue of Teiras. Okay? There are two different issues going on here. There's one issue, is Teiras a mitzvah or not? So I'm telling you, I could make it into a mitzvah from two reasons. Either since there is a Bi'eichas HaMaisa, which is a Tzivui. So maybe you can extrapolate that it's a Tzivui. Or you can say that since it says Asher Tzivu Hashem in Teres Kohanim on the Teres, and it's a Teres and it's Tzivu Hashem, so that's also enough. Okay? And then, if you want, you can throw in also the Koloseo Diktukel. But you have to be frank, you have to be honest with yourself, okay? You can certainly do what I want to do, and what I want to do makes sense. But the Rambam in Sherish Yud Beis does not mention this. The Rambam is trying to prove that it's a mitzvah. And all he says, whenever the Torah has this strategy of a Be'er Eichas HaMaisa and a Hora Klolis, so it's a mitzvah. So even though you can make a case from the Torah's Kohanim that this is true, Okay? But to say that the Rambam is saying this case, I don't know if you could. Because the Rambam in Shir Yud Beis, this is a nice case that I just made now. I mean, especially the Rambam in Shitasa, Kol Sel, Dukhel, the Matiki HaShmur, and everything. It's Mamish Gvaldik, the Balei HaMaseira said it. And it's the Chmofuish Neteirah, Shetziva Hashem. So what more do you need? But the Rambam doesn't make this case. Okay? Okay? So sometimes Shikol Teir is too good, you understand what I'm saying? But no. I'll try to tell you. I'm not trying to tell you. He does not make this case. So he's ready to accept L'chayra. That even though it's B'cholusoy Kilu, that the Teir only doesn't say it B'furish, the Tzivoy. And it's only Kilu because there are Be'er HaSamayis and Tzivoyim, that's good enough. Which I would have said is problematic, and the Rambam's not bothered by it. That's going back. Now I'm going back to square one. It's an amazing thing. But it's. I think it's honesty. I could have left you with this. It's quite, you know, it's wow, you know. But I don't think it's honest because the Rambam's not mentioning it. Okay. Now, the next thing here. So I think this is okay. This I think I can, this is stima segula. This I think it's okay. It's a problem, okay. But it's the issues. I think everyone understands the issues are clear. And it's an amazing thing. It's mamish like you know. And he's attacking you know the bilbul and the bilbul the bahag you know is attacking him like you know and what he's saying is basically standing on thin ice, to be frank, and it's just very strange. Okay. Now, let's go. Okay, now, Moshe Bezeho Oilo. I just want to just a few O's, so we'll pick them up mitzvah next week. Hine anach nesavinu sheti asiyas oilo kach. It was a little strange to see why he mentioned Shechita by Oila, because Shechita is really by other things, less the Shechita B'tzofoy, but it's not really particularly Oila, it could have been Chattas also, we'll see. V'yafshiteno, v'yinatcheno, v'yizlegdomo. What type of Seder is that? Is it Zvika's Dam before? Yafshiteno, v'yiratcheno, v'yinatcho, v'yizvagdomo, al toyekach, v'yakuv chelbo? What's chelev in oil? Don't make no sense. Then he says, there's a word hakrovo, and there's a word tzreifo. There's a seder. There's a akrova from chile before the bosser and oila. Then he throws in the sochim, which the Torah mentions by both shlomim and oila. Im shir kach miselis blula b'shemen v'shir kach miyain v'em in the sochim u'shir oira l'kina makriva. We'll see about that also. Because there is drashes that all is kochi kochim all the kohanim. Hine vihine asiya zeis bicholuso he mitzase achas vihi teres oilo ki kmo asiya zeis again azeis chivo atera she teose kol. This we'll have to get. This is what we started with, and this we'll finish with today. Mitzvah, we'll come back to this, but I think. This new look at this key, it might help. Okay, Hatzlocha Rabba. Have a good vach.
Thank you. Just parenthetically, but Oshram is no issue with Tzibur.
Yeah,
I remember a Meister says in